He is a Toronto native, an NBA player agent, representing, among others, Jimmy Butler of the Miami Heat. Bernie Lee is with us. Sorry about all of that you had to sit there and listen to, Bernie.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I would, you know, I would tell you guys, I'm laughing to myself. You know, the amount of times that, like, Jimmy's been, like, on a court or something, he'll walk over to talk to me, and I won't realize, and he'll forget that he's wearing a bike, and we've gotten caught by it. Oh. Now it's, like, to the point where I'll say to him, like, if I'm going to say something offside, I'll be like, hey, are you mic'd right now?
Right.
So many times. And the sound engineers, they're always the ones that will walk up to you, you know, 20 minutes later, dying laughing, being like, I heard what you guys said. And you look at them and be like, which part?
Yeah, exactly. The part we don't care about, or the part that might be incriminating.
Yes, for sure. Good morning, guys. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on, and of course, we hope that you continue to stay safe through this very strange time. And Bernie, there's a lot to get to. You know, we're closing in on the return of the NBA. The Raptors have been down in the Fort Myers area for about a week now. Freddie Van Vliet, on a conference call yesterday, was very clear about where he stands on all of this. He is going to play, but he acknowledges in his mind that the timing is terrible with the pandemic, but also the civil unrest and wanting to speak up and stand tall for societal and sociocultural issues that are concerns of the day. What is the in your circles, the people you talk to, what is the prevailing opinion about the appropriateness of playing while all of these other very important events in our world are taking place?
Yeah, you know, I would just say it's just been such a difficult thing, and it's something that evolves on a day-to-day basis. You know, you're managing so many different things. And you know, one of the interesting things that I read kind of early in this, and it's really kind of stuck in my head, is, you know, somebody made a point about sports being, sports being reflective of a functioning society, and the reverse actually being true, that the ability to have sports happens in the context of a functioning society, you know. And we're at a point where, you know, we're going through massive struggles, you know, and we're living at a time right now in a lot of ways, you know, it's kind of devoid of leadership. And when you're devoid of leadership, it gets difficult to kind of be able to get the information that you need to kind of make choices, you know. And it's been, with the conversations that I've had with, you know, the guys that I work with and things like that, it's been trying to listen, you know, and just being very mindful. Like, from my perspective is different and it's skewed. And just trying to understand, you know, the biggest thing that I can do is just listen to people. The one thing that I heard throughout the course of this that, you know, I would push back at is the thought of, especially in the context of the NBA, you know, people playing NBA basketball and NBA basketball players being a distraction to kind of what's happening. And, you know, I don't, that's the one thing I would say I don't necessarily agree with. You know, I think things that, you know, we've given attention to and energy to over the last little while, things like, you know, popularizing a Popeye's chicken sandwich or TikTok dances or, you know, nonsensical things like that. I think those things are distraction. I think for the NBA is a platform for the players that it provides an example, because the players have depth, you know, and it pulls people in to pay attention to the people that are participating. And then, you know, once you learn and you experience these NBA players, you're realizing these guys are by and large great examples, you know, and it shows another side of things and things like that. So, you know, I think there's no easy answer to these things. I think people are trying to navigate things on a daily basis and trying to make choices for themselves that, you know, that they're comfortable with. And I think that's an evolving thing.
Bernie Lee is our guest, NBA player agent, Toronto native. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
What's the general pulse on the majority of the players, Bernie, with returning to play involving the COVID, the pandemic right now? Because we're seeing it run through the NBA, the Nets. We're seeing it in all the sports, actually, as all these phases, we go to phase 2 and phase 3. if we see more guys kind of drop out, are we going to see a thing where if maybe some of the bigger names, maybe if someone like Jimmy Butler says, you know what, the health risks just aren't worth it, the league will respond? Or is it just going to be, hey, we're returning to play, we're going to deal with the positive cases, and we're going to finish the season?
You know, I think in the NBA, we're really, really lucky in that, you know, from our perspective within the confines of the NBA, there is great leadership, you know, and I think that they've put a plan together that's been communicated in a way that people understand, and you can, you know, you can buy into what the motivations and the amount of thought that's kind of gone into these things. You know, they sent us a 136-page document that outlined everything from, you know, quarantine procedures to, you know, the specifications over card games, you know what I mean? Like, so you can tell that a lot of really intelligent people have put a lot of work into this. And, you know, ultimately, it comes down to a responsibility factor for every person of understanding, like, I'm responsible for myself, but also, you know, I'm responsible for the welfare of people that are around me. And I think for the most part, you know, what we're trying to experience is going through day to day and listening to the things that are being told and just kind of seeing what unfolds, you know. But there is trust in terms of, you know, the plan and the leadership and the people that are saying these things to us. So, you know, it's gonna have to be a day to day thing where, you know, you just kind of, you buy into what you're being told. You're asked what's being done. And you know, obviously you're, you know, adapting as you have to as you go along.
Bernie Lee, our guest NBA player agent. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Bernie, we've watched baseball bring gasoline and lit matches to its negotiation to try to get a season going here. The NHL obviously is put its path in place to a return to play. There is a notable, at least from the outside, a notable and noticeable peace, it seems, between the NBA as a league and its players association, i.e. its players. Adam Silver appears to be a very progressive thinker. How would you define the league union relationship in the National Basketball Association as we sit here today?
You know, I would just tell you, and hopefully I'm not, you know, jinxing myself or anything like that down the road, but I would just tell you it's been really, really collaborative. And in the NBA, like, we're really, really lucky in my dealings with him, with Adam Silver, in just watching his day-to-day. He's just so kind of mindful of the players and of what their challenges are, what their push and pulls and things that they're trying to balance. And he's just so respectful of them as people, you know, of them as the talent that kind of makes the business. Now, obviously, there's a baseline to all of that, of understanding the larger context of the business itself. But we've been really, really lucky. And then from the player standpoint, like, we have really good internal leadership from, like, you know, Chris Paul and Kyle Lowry and, like, these guys that, you know, took the last 6-7 weeks of doing, you know, Zoom conference calls, talking from, you know, the very beginning of all this and trying to work through kind of what the issues are, you know. And there, it's been something that wasn't necessarily told to the group, okay, this is what you guys are doing. It's a process that they went through over the course of 6 to 7 weeks. And, you know, thankfully they were able to get the answers that they got to kind of get them there, you know. So it's been interesting in that sense.